When it comes to ranking games, I'm always right. But when it comes to other important decisions, I don't always know what to do. So I try to live by a simple rule of thumb. When I'm not sure if I should be doing something, I consider what the world would be like if everyone did it. And if things would be worse, then I know that what I'm considering doing is, in fact, selfish. One of the things that I no longer do is skip boring elections. Not presidential elections, the other ones. State, local, and special elections. Almost everybody skips these, and as a result, only old people and hyper-partisan weirdos end up deciding who makes 90% of the rules that we all have to live by. Boring elections are how we get state and municipal lawmakers. These are the offices that end up deciding crucially important things, such as who gets to vote and who has access to healthcare. Boring elections are incredibly fast and easy to vote in, and because turnout is so low, your vote will have a huge impact. You'll be doing what's best for you and everyone else by going to vote411.org and finding out when the next boring election is and where you can vote in it. That's vote411.org. Tell them Xerxes sent you.
Some, this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source, the brain train, your knowledge, a lane maintained with a course aimed at colleges. To HG101, we give the honor, thanks to Kirk, a lot of Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Urquhart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them, you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease. And add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Dogs Bower. Hey, Dogs Bower. Hey, Dogs Bower. Hey, Dogs Bower.
Who the hell is Janine?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting, thrilling, edifying, enlightening, educational episode. I'm sorry. This is the one where we're talking about Mr. Mosquito.
It's actually going to be very educational, yeah. I promise.
Mr. Mosquito. Who's with me to talk about Mr. Mosquito?
I'm Bobinator.
And I'm Carl.
If you don't know who these gentlemen are by now.
Why are you listening to the show, right?
Yeah, there are better starting places than this one, I guess we should say. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that. But this game was nominated by Shodan 2020 on Twitter. It was...
It's their year. It's coming up. Shodan 2020!
That's right.
I would vote for Shodan.
It would only
probably
get better.
Too, yeah. It was, this game was developed by Zoom Incorporated.
A
which
tiny
like
little
a
micro
really
company.
Fake name. And it was published by Sony Computer Entertainment. It doesn't.
Well, I know it was published. I think it was by Eidos outside of Japan. I know that.
Yeah, maybe in Japan it was different. For the PS2, and its earliest release date and territory is, guess what? June 21st, 2001 in Japan. This game, it is exactly what it sounds like. You are a little... kind of anthropomorphic mosquito, I guess. Like, you're a little mosquito man. And you're... it's kind of like a sort of... I don't know what you'd call it. Like, it's sort of like a boss rush in a way. Where your goal... like, each stage is a room of, like, a Japanese family's house and a person in that room. And then your job is to suck the requisite amount of blood from that person without them squishing you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's about all I was going to say.
Well, I mean, because this game, firstly, your mosquito in this, as lots of people point out, is clearly a man mosquito, which means he doesn't even drink blood. It's only lady mosquitoes that drink blood. This is the educational part of the show coming right at you.
I didn't know that.
Did you not know that? It's actually true. The mosquitoes that drink blood is exclusively the female mosquito, and I think they're larger than the male ones, I believe. The male ones just kind of flit about, and I don't know
so
what
this
they
guy's eat, a but, real perv, then.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thanks, IGN.
Should be...
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, it should be called Mrs. Mosquito. Yeah, the plot is you're draining blood from the poor... is it Yamada? Is it just Yamada? That's, like, the most generic Japanese name you could possibly have, so good.
The Yamadas are basically the main antagonist, but that seems a bit harsh, because they're literally
the mosquito, so yeah, you are the antagonist. And you're actually stocking up on blood ostensibly for winter, I think, so I don't think the creators of this game had ever seen a mosquito or had read anything about a mosquito.
Yeah, I don't think they understand. They're getting mosquitoes confused with squirrels.
So bears.
God, can you imagine?
I am, and I mean, look... I like squirrels. I hate mosquitoes. but yeah, I mean, this is... Okay, so we said it's a PS2 game. It's a... you're basically flying around a room. Mm-hmm. You got a family member in there. You got to suck their blood. And there's, like, little things. You got to collect, like, you know, blood tanks. Again, yeah, like it, they're like kind of confused about the mosquito.
It's a real room, in a way. The game is to scale. Even though your mosquito is a cutesy... not quite chibi-fied or anything, but just kind of like a... A cutesy.
Yeah, it's just like a cartoon mosquito. Cartoon mosquito man.
Well, because he's not done up as like, you know, like I think a Western one might make him kind of creepy and filthier and like evil looking.
Yeah, he'd be like the booger man of mosquitoes.
Yeah. He's just cute. He's like a fun. He's got like a cute little hairstyle. He's out there with his big eyes. He's all right.
Yeah. So. Like the levels, they kind of remind me of like, you know, the earlier Katamari Damacy stages where it's just a room.
Very much so.
Except in Katamari Damacy, like it's a room with like a bunch of random stuff just like weirdly placed around the room in like little patterns. It's like this person has like, you know, 50 erasers in a row on the floor.
Whoa, like, I dropped all my erasers on my floor for my
and they all landed pencils. exactly right side up. And like a series of dominoes.
Who let my 18 rats out of their cages?
It's not like that. It's but it is like very much like just like a typical room.
It's an abstract-ish Japanese room on the PS2. That's
yeah. I mean, I think they went for as much realism as they could afford to do. It's and you know, in some rooms you can interact with things like, you know, to get like a certain. I think it gives you kind of goal. Parts of the body to get
you gave it you said from. It was a boss rush, which is kind of true. It's a boss rush puzzle game because yeah, the human is just doing their thing. They're, you know, they're cleaning or messing around with the, you know, like TV or whatever, like stuff. They're just doing something in their life, and you need to target specific parts of their body because you can't drink blood from everywhere, because otherwise it wouldn't be much of a game.
So one thing I should point out is sometimes the places you need to suck from aren't always open, so you have to do something that will distract the people and make them get up and expose their weak points.
Right. So I think in the first stage, you're in the girl's bedroom, and like I think the thing you do is you like turn on the stereo, and so she gets up and has to turn it off. And
there's other things like light switches and fiddling with like TVs and like basically like. You wouldn't be able to, a mosquito couldn't actually do it, but that's okay. It's a game. And
it's a game.
It's fun.
And yeah, and then the stages get more and more complicated as they go on, and the scenarios get more complicated. So like in the earlier stages, the people are usually doing stuff where they wouldn't necessarily be aware of you right away. Whereas like, I think later in the game, they're either know you're there from the beginning or they're doing something where they'll notice you really quickly.
It's also like technically a stealth game since they do actually kind of try and, see you, right? And
yes,
if
you get like right in front of them buzzing their ears, that'll tick them off, and if you get them too angry, they'll notice you and fight you.
Yeah, it's like alert mode. Yeah.
And because you're a tiny mosquito and end up being something like Shadow of the Colossus, if the Colossus is an angry Japanese man.
Yes.
And
which is pretty great.
The way that you calm them down is I would say it's supposed to be like, what is the acupuncture, it's kind of thing. It's you attack their bliss points or something, and that you got to ram into them, and then if you hit all of their bliss points, they make an semi-erotic and then they calm down.
You don't have to make it like that, but it probably is true.
That is exactly.
It is like that.
It is literally really like that. I'm quoting
it's just
the
when
game.
So
look, they make the game. I talk about the game. That's the show.
So yeah, we'll get to that. I mean, the main thing that I think a lot of people fondly remember about this game is that it's the kind of game that would never get made anymore. unlike a major con. Like, this is for the PS2. So
I was going to save this to some other point. But I'm going to say right now. You can say that, but Untitled Goose Game just came out, and it is a game about being an asshole goose just messing with people. So
yeah, I mean, there was Goat Simulator before that, even, but that game has no real goals.
No,
but I mean, it's an indie downloadable game, right? It's like
get it on the Switch. Yeah.
Oh, you can get this on the Switch, really?
No, not this. It's Untitled Goose Game. This one was PlayStation 2. I don't think it's been store released or anything. But yeah, physical disc only.
But the one of the notable things about it was that it was released outside of Japan, which would not be what you would expect from this game. When you look at this game, you're like, this game is never leaving Japan. This game is doomed to forever rot in Japan and never be seen by anyone because it's just too beautiful for this world. Like, the idea of it is just too good.
Yeah. I remember when this game came out, there were a lot of magazines being, oh, look at this game, those crazy Japanese, they must be on all the drugs.
No, yeah, that's stupid. But what I mean is, like, it's a cute idea for a game that it's inventive, and they, like, took, like, a real-world kind of scenario and turned it, and, you know, gamified it in a way that, like, it's not about, like, you know, like, buff, shirtless, angry dudes killing each other. It's, you know, it's about a cute little mosquito man. He's got a you know,
he fills up his little blood vials so he doesn't just die over winter. You know, it's over nice.
The mosquito winter. He's got to go into mosquito hibernation.
Yeah.
They don't localize any of the environments or situations. No. They don't even stick to like a single accent for the family members. Each one of them sounds like they're from a different part of the world.
But it still said Japan. They don't hamburger it up in this
world. No, they do not. This is not like River City Ransom, where it's clearly Japan, and then they just say, no, they're in River
would
City.
Would you like to go to the milk bar and buy a hamburger? It's like, okay.
Yes, I would, my dude. I'll eat you there.
Can I talk about the story about this game?
I want to
point it out. So, you're messing with this family. Sort of like a pretty normal family. They kind of argue a lot, but
they hate each other. That's pretty normal.
Yeah, that's they kind of do. But the further you get, the more you tick them off, and the more you tick them off, the more extreme they get in trying to kill you. And
yeah,
I'm gonna give a small spoiler here. Spoiler warning for people who might want to play this game. Is that okay?
Yeah, go. Like, I mean, like,
eventually it gets to the point where the father of the house is wearing a mosquito repellent thing on his head and literally like throwing fireballs out of his hands to try and kill you. He has learned chi moves to try and kill this one mosquito.
I like to think of this game as like it taking place in the same universe as Hokkaido King of Crusher, where there's you can get angry enough to do anything.
Yeah.
it's all
like, if you don't tell people that, you're like, oh, that doesn't sound like, no, it does try, like, it tries to do as much as it can with its, like, little central arcade idea. Like, it pushes it. There's some other things, like, they spray, like, more mundane stuff, like, surfaces get sprayed with, like, insect killer and stuff so you can't touch them, and, you know, they try and take you out with assorted, like...
I like how there's, like, a warning at the start that this is really not how you should use insect repellent at all.
No, and it has to be because... And I would be surprised if that was even in the Japanese version, because Japanese people, like, first of all, like, it's a bug hive of craziness. It's a very humid place in general, and bugs are just everywhere. Like, it's not uncommon. It's like, they are at the absolute apex of, like, roach-killing technology over there because they got to deal with this stuff. And it's not because they live in filth. It's because they live in a place where it's like a perfect environment for insects. Mosquitoes are one of those things. And they also have like just, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's like a cultural one or what, they don't, it's like pretty normal to not be using air conditioning until like kind of the absolute dog days of summer. Like, a lot of office buildings won't even turn on the air conditioning until July 1st, no matter what, because July 1st is when it's appropriate to have the air conditioning on. And so, like, you do, you know, it's not uncommon to have to wake up with like a bunch of mosquito bites, even though because you had the windows open. There was, you know, everybody's got screens and stuff, but the insects can get in. They're not stupid. Well, they are, but they're good at doing this.
Not
kind of
this
thing.
Insect. This insect.
Yeah, this guy
smart.
Is brilliant. Yeah, Mr. Mosquito, the one male mosquito who has to drink blood.
He hibernates for winter, so clearly.
And hibernates for winter. He's like the Ubermensch mosquito. he's like a mutant, like the future of mosquito kind. It's like it's like, and they do have like,
insect repellent that would be straight up illegal in most countries. And it's not just, it's not really even repellent. Some of it's just like you spray this and watch bugs fall out of the air. That kind of thing. It's like, I don't know what, DDT or something, like stuff that
don't
you cannot
use DDT, everyone. Oh God.
Yeah. But that's how it works over there. So it's like, it's totally normal. It's like, I'm going to go hang up the laundry outside. First, I'm going to spray it with this like weapons grade bug poison everywhere. And then I'm going to walk outside and just breathe in the magic. So that is pretty normal. So yeah, go ahead.
One other thing about this game I like, there is a narrator, this very plain voice woman, but she gives this game a certain vibe. I think the game would be missing something without her.
Yeah.
She seems, like, really into what you're doing. Like, I don't know how to describe it. She just seems very...
She knows too much about his family. Yeah, and is way too invested
in... She just wants their lives to be ruined. Like,
and she says, like, things like, did you enjoy your first time? How did you like your first blood suck? And, like, lady, please, tone it down a little bit.
You need to tone it down a little bit. That was downright erotic, Bob. That's pretty
That's
good.
Right.
That was a great impression.
Get some ASMR here. That's it.
Yeah.
The new show.
Wow.
Bob reads the text to Mr. Mosquito.
I guess it's time to go on to this thing. I mean, but long story short, yeah, this is the kind of game that it's unlikely it would necessarily be made these days. And
I don't
if
think
it, were,
it would. I don't think the Japanese gaming industry can handle.
No, I don't
like
think they
anymore.
Could support it. Right. I mean, this was like a kind of frivolous minor game that it's just the idea of it's so brilliant. Like it's so much fun. Like the concept of it is so perfect because everybody understands how annoying mosquitoes are and everybody can figure out like, what
it's
if you're
the
mosquito?
Power fantasy, piss off a family by being a mosquito.
Yeah.
Isn't it like the opposite of power fantasy?
It depends on what your power, what kind of power you want. Like if your power fantasy is like a voyeur.
Power
is
to be really small and everyone's a giant. Yeah, I'm in.
So, Xerxes, you compared this game to Hawkeye. That's at 465. We can go up from there, don't you think?
Well, can, but we're not ready for that yet. We got to talk about the other major thing about this game that needs to be talked about. And
that is the music. Am I right? No, I don't
remember the stereo has some pretty kicking jams when you turn that thing on, but it's like kind of like a 4 second loop of raw funk.
The music is pretty great because the game goes into like this full JRPG's orchestra whenever the family members get pissed off. And
oh yeah, when they notice you, it is on. It is on. But there's another aspect to this game, and I believe that the IGN review said it best. May I read from this review?
You want to read it? Go ahead. I've dug it
up. I think I shall. I think it's best that the listeners hear it from me so they can think less of me in the future.
Okay.
The bodily region, this is from the review, mind you, not me.
What was the year? Region, I think 2002, I think, or whatever.
Probably about the same
posted.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. The bodily regions are always good fun, of course, but it's the overall subtlety of the game that truly entertains. You are essentially a voyeur, a purveyor of body parts. That's not what the word means, by the way. So moving on, somebody should have caught that, but they didn't. A purveyor of body parts. And when you're not looking at giant butts and crotches, parenthetical, preferably female, you're in the bathroom attacking Rina's, who's the daughter of the family's upper breast region, while she's bathing. Needless to say, this game was made for gamers, pure and simple. You wondered where that idea came from. I blame whoever this was who wrote this thing. And what's exceptionally great about it is that it's presented on the surface as a simple mosquito arcade game, yet the subconscious pornographic vibes are strong and present at all times. Still, no parents can truly nail you for getting involved in horribly violent games because, after all, it's a harmless game involving a mosquito, right? Needless to say, the game's perverted subconscious undertones carry a long way here. So there are numerous problems with this, both social, editorial, and grammatical. But yeah, that is a part of the game. Now, I will point out that it's probably, I'd say, 2/3 of the game you're not attacking the teenage daughter in the family. It could be one of the like the schlubby wife or mother or schlubby.
Is the schlubby wife called Aerith?
Is she?
I think one of the characters' names is ridiculous. I can't remember the exact name, but...
Well, they all... I mean, look, the other problem with this game is that the father's accent is, like, borderline racist as hell. So, there's... In the localization, it's really
being
bad.
Localized. I'll actually mention...
It sounds like it was localized by three different teams in three different countries, is what it sounds like. Because nobody sounds like they're coming from the same family or country or anything. But yeah, like there are a number of stages where your job is to suck the blood of the teenage daughter of the family. And these are PlayStation 2 potato people. It's not pornographic or even I would say like it's naughty. Let's put it that way. Is that fair? Like
I'd say it's kind of intended to nod at titillation and that sort of thing, but it's
100% doing that. But it's still because the characters are so abstractly drawn that it's like it's more of like it's playing with the idea of it. And this is an idea that's, you know, really it's if you did it now and you made these like photorealistic people as best as you could, yeah, I think it would be kind of not so cool to be doing this.
Also, if you were to make the game again, you'd actually probably want to keep this sort of visual style. Not necessarily the same exact, but you know, lighter, cartoony, sort of like low detail.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, you probably also want to age the daughter up a bit. I think that there's like there's an aspect of it that is totally acceptable in Japan and not probably acceptable here anymore.
Sexual nudity clause over there.
But I mean, it's like it's also just like the like you are, you know, you are attacking like a, I don't know what she is, like a 16-year-old girl or something in the bathtub.
I didn't read the manual.
You're not seeing anything. It's playing with the idea of like, oh, wouldn't it be great? You know, it's like it's this very like puerile, you know, kind of silly fantasy aspect to it, but it really never does anything with it that's it is inappropriate, but it's not like like revolting, I guess. And I don't know whether that's because
the
abstraction of it.
The creators, when they were throwing it together, were like,
"But
well,
there's no quite, yeah, it's
we could do this, so we're gonna do this, but it's just gonna be there because we have to."
Right. In the same sense that you know, a mosquito biting the butt of like a schlubby like 49-year-old man is really funny, right?
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing, you know. It's like it's not really that funny, but it's played for laughs.
It's very funny in Japan, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So there's that. I do feel like this review might be one of the worst I've ever read. Just that one paragraph.
That I was reading that specific review as like, oh, they're usually okay about capturing the details of the game, and it does. And then it suddenly goes off on that, and I'm like, wow, we should read it.
Yeah, ooh, yeah. Boy. I'm glad you found that.
Just the times are different, eh?
Because
wow.
It's number one, like it's just kind of flat out wrong. Like it's not the game does not have like a like constant
Mr. Mosquito is not
voyeuristic
to
over
be like a yeah have erotic undertones really.
Yeah, nobody's. Yes, it is, but it isn't. Yeah. It's just not. I don't know how to explain it, but there's nothing. Like,
I do think that from the perspective of the actual overall game, it's an interesting game because, as you said, it is or has been said, it is kind of like this weird Shadow of the Colossus type of thing. Like, it's a very interesting game because you do play as a tiny little character who has to fight these giant things, and they're just regular people for the most part until they aren't. But I think it's a really interesting, you know, yeah. Well, yeah, that's gonna happen. But
Bob, did you have something? Yeah.
I would point out that there is a sequel to this game. It never came out in the U.S., and that makes me sad, because I think this is a good concept. I would have liked to see more of this.
So what they need to do is make it like a sponsored... Like, you know how we have, like, you know, weird celebrity, like, advertorial games now? Where it's like, they... You know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, Kim Kardashian's, like, I don't know, Butt Princess Pet Shop Simulator or whatever it is. Like,
I'm going to bring up that I'd really, really want the mosquito to be voiced by always Gilbert Gottfried. That would be great.
That would probably be perfect. Yeah. I like boobs. Yeah, no, I mean, it's or it'd be even creepier. It's like,
yeah,
blue blood is the best.
Oh, God. It would really double down.
No, what they could do is just make it so it's like, no, this is like a Joaquin Phoenix, Mr. Mosquito, and it's like, you're terrorizing epic. Joaquin Phoenix, American Hollywood celebrity. It'd just be funny. But like the other interesting thing they could do with this game, if they ever did something like this, which won't happen, but if they did, is like actually deal with the proximity aspect of it, where you could actually get around kind of like the pervy parts of it, where it's like when you get really close to people's skin, like you can actually see their pores and other things that are not sexy at all. And that might take care of the problem.
Turn off the 4K. It's not good.
Warning, this game should not be played in 4K. No, I mean, it's just like you could do stuff with it, I guess, that would probably make it work. And again, like just make sure the girl is like at least, you know. She's visiting home. She's away at college or something. That's only slightly, you know, it's slightly more appropriate.
Don't even worry about it. This game is already being made.
In this game, no, I don't worry about it. And that's what I mean. It's like it's so abstract, it really doesn't matter.
Bob mentioned that the sequel didn't get localized. There's actually a really good reason why. It's not because something horrible in the sequel, although the sequel does have an American mosquito, so if you want to play as an American mosquito, you can. That's true. It's, you got two
players. I traveled all the way to Japan in this crate of oranges or something. Like, what?
No, it's in Hawaii, I believe.
Oh,
they're away on a holiday in Hawaii. And yeah,
is it the same family? Please tell me.
Yeah, it's the same family visiting a different family. I think they're called the Brown family. I don't know. If that's
I like the idea that this mosquito is now their stalker.
He is. People that's part of the plot. Part of the plot is the mosquito is the generational mosquito, and its lineage has been hassling this family for centuries.
That is amazing. I love that.
It's really a lineage mosquito. It's really good. It's like from like the 11th century or something. This mosquito.
I'm surprised they didn't do that up more, where it's like this is like your sacred quest as a member of like this mosquito family, like for
funny.
Generations of mosquitoes, which means like 2.5 years. You have been terrorizing this family. It's like, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, no, because yeah, it is a bit. It's quite short, so I'm a little surprised they didn't maybe do like flashback to like you know, like earlier periods of Japan with like the historical mosquito or something, and they get attacked by. I don't know, like, because you get different, you know, aesthetics, and they can have different weapons or whatever, you know. So, anyway, what I really wanted to say was, this was brought over by Eidos, who I believe started or had a label called Fresh Games, and it's a little bit of a sad story, because basically, they picked this game, literally, because they didn't think it would ever get localized. They said, we're gonna release this game, because this game, it's interesting, it's strange, it's quirky, and it'll never get localized, so we're gonna localize it. And it sold like garbage! It did not do well!
No, it did not. That's sad.
So, poor choice, unfortunately, but yeah,
that's... No, I think it was a good choice. I think they had... By its very definition, you're taking chances.
The heart was there. It's just,
you're taking
it didn't
chances.
Work out, and that's one of the reasons that I think, like, you didn't see that many chances being taken, because something like this, which seemed like a good idea, they just couldn't sell it.
In the PlayStation and PS2 eras, you did see a lot more of this, especially in the PlayStation era. Like, it's a lot of
PlayStation
stuff.
PlayStation had a lot of this.
It's like, so cheap to do. But yeah, like
this game wasn't sold as a budget game. I should mention it was sold at like 50 US or something.
Yeah, that's probably part of the problem. I mean, just do like the crappiest rush job localization. It'll only make the game more charming. Put it out as cheaply as you can. Get it out there, and like you stand a chance of it taking off. You know, and that's kind of I think what they were going for. But it is too bad, because I do like that idea of like let's pick something that would never get localized, but not because it's not good enough, just because it's too weird, and let's see if people can get into it. And go ahead.
I was just always very impressed by the way that it's just like it is just like it's a big you fight large characters game. It's like that's not common in games really. Like there's not very many games that play like Mr.
No, Mosquito. I mean this is a really huge scale differential too.
Yeah,
not that it matters all that much, but it is like you are not exactly mosquito size, but you're close, and you are zooming around like it's weird. It's like a flight simulator where your enemy is like a gigantic human being, right?
It's
like
weird. It's kind of worth playing.
It is for that alone is pretty cool, and they do other cool stuff like in the infamous bath stage, right? Like kind of the challenge is like the challenge is that because the girl is not super exposed, like you've got a very low surface area to work with to draw
and
blood.
I don't know
if you
want to touch that water.
There's all these bubbles. You can't touch. Yeah. And there's all these bubbles, which is not realistic, but you know, we'll just pretend. And there are bubbles rising. And if you run into the bubbles, you pop them. And that like gets her attention, wakes her up. I do also like how, I don't think this was in Japan, there would be nothing remarkable about this part of it at all. But as a game that was localized and brought over without changing any of this stuff, it does give you like a really fascinating look at just like the basic mundane lives of like Japanese families. There's some silly stuff, you know, of course, like the fathers can't like take a level in annoyance and then suddenly shoot fireballs. That's made up. I'll give them
maybe
that.
Maybe metaphorical.
But, yeah.
I think part of the fun is just slowly watching them unravel level by level.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of, Mr. Domino. I love that. Just only the level where Mr. Domino trashes the family's house. I love it. I love games like that where it's just, these are normal people. Really stick it to them.
Yeah. It's just like the Bugs Bunny principle. It's like, this person's just trying to go about their day and I'm going to ruin their lives. but like, for instance, in before the bath level, right? Like, the whole thing is like in Japan, like everybody, like you have most people have, you know, a bathtub, and it's like a not the same size or shape as a.
It's really, you know, deep bathtub. They're great.
No, they're deep. They're deep and they're kind of narrow. You can't like stretch out your legs. You're going to be stuck. They're called Goemon bath. About a guy who was killed in a vat of oil a long time ago. It's named after him. Everybody gets to think about it every time they take a bath. But
educational.
Educational. Yeah, we're doing it. But like the whole idea is like you shower off, you soap up, shower off first, and then get into the bath. So you're already clean when you get into the bath, which means that the whole family can use the same bath.
Why are we talking
about that's what they're talking about. Yeah. Huh?
Why are we talking about Japanese baths?
Because it's interesting. You learn something about normal things that normally video games don't ever touch on because it's so normal. It's usually beneath notice, right?
Yeah.
And so, and the kind of the funny part is like, they're all like the girl in the family is like, all right, bath time, take a bath. And he's like, I'm watching something cool on TV. I'll do it later. It's like, all right. Your father's going to take a bath first. She's like, okay, never mind. I'll go. And I don't know whether there's a number of jokes that could be in there, but it's probably that that he's going to fall asleep in the bathtub. And which is the thing.
I thought the joke was he's going to like hair in there or something.
Yeah, that was the other one I was thinking. It was just so gross. I didn't want to mention it, but hey, you did. So it's not my fault. But yeah, there could be pubes in the bathtub. Okay. Let's just.
I didn't say that.
Right. Yeah, the show
that's what it would be.
Like. Anyway, we have to.
No, I blame Bob. That is exactly what you're talking about, because that man is bald. There's no other hair coming off of him. That's it. That's it. All right, where are we going to rank it?
Can I also, as you're thinking about ranking it, do you know this game is called Ka in Japanese? That's K-A. And I believe that's just the word for mosquito. It's something that's called Mr. Mosquito. Or Mr. Ka, or I don't know, like, what you'd say.
So
like,
we gendered it here. Ooh, boo.
The Japanese cover's pretty great, too, because it's like a real-life photograph of a mosquito on somebody's arm, I think.
I love that. I wish that trend would come back. That would have sold better. That's the best trend in, like, Japanese game, like, album design, like, cover design. It's, like, where they just have a picture of somebody or something.
It's a mosquito on somebody's toe, looks so cool. To be specific.
Yeah,
it's just literally called Mosquito there, which I thought was kind of cool. I think that... just playing that angle might have convinced more people to play it.
All right. So, this game is better than Hakaio, right? Can we say that? That's at 4.25.
As a game, yes.
It's Hakaio way better.
It's a pile of garbage as a game. Yeah. As a cultural artifact, I don't know. Like, it's a tough call. Like, Hakaio doesn't have, like, the same, like, there's not as much, like, squicky, pervy type stuff in it. In fact, I'd say probably zero.
Yeah, there is zero.
It's like, unless you're really turned on by somebody like hurling a vending machine down a hallway, like it's,
which is pretty good. I will say,
yeah, that's
one, like wanton destruction I'm big on. So
yeah, it's, but I don't, again, I don't think you should hold that against this game. Cause I do feel like it's innocent enough that it's, you know,
well, what I like about, as I said, I'll repeat it again. The sense of scale in this one is shockingly good. You know, I think that alone kind of pushes it up, because it sets out to achieve a specific thing, and that's a weird mosquito simulator that's arcadey. You know, it's you know, it's got some extra bits and pieces, so it's not boring and realistic. And it works. Like, the biggest complaint you can have against the game is it can get a little frustrating to beat the things, because it can get really hard. But it's also one of those really hard towards the end, then really cripplingly short. So
yeah,
those are not great, but...
Yeah, the controls are okay. They're acceptable.
You have to use R3, which is always a tricky one.
Yes, I hate that. But it's, I won't hold it against. I'm just saying, like, the controls were a little bit maddening for me. But I do know from practice that you can get used to.
Also, I do appreciate, I think R3 is used as a jab in button, and because you jab the controller in, it does kind of work.
It feels kind of cool, yeah.
So take that. I'm not going to lie, though. Yeah. I have no idea where to rank this. I'm stumped.
I think a lot of the kudos we got to give to it is just it's such a cool and unique idea.
Here's something. I have an idea. Do you think this is better than Tulip? They're both weird, very quirky Japanese games.
I do. Although this game does not involve like a kid dying on the street and then somebody running up to kick him out of nowhere.
Oh, I love that so much.
I mention it whenever I have the chance because it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Why?
He's a dead kid, let's kick him. it's great. It's better than where's Tulip?
Tulip's
379.
Yeah, I think it's way out of that territory. I wouldn't say it's like a brilliantly like perfect game. I just think it's a game that deserves somebody needs to do this again. It's just too good of an idea.
Said Untitled Goose Game, check it out.
The goose is not like flying around.
The goose is loose.
The goose is loose. Oh man. I do it's a way too small subgenre of games where it's just like random animal just terrorizes community. it's such a good idea.
That's why I'm so hyped for Goose Game, because I'm like, yes, I love this genre. I love the like low-key destruction and people cannot stop it, because it's like, how do you stop a goose? How do you stop a
mosquito? You're not gonna get close to it. They're dirty.
I think like early 300s, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that seems reasonable. I'm just looking at all the awesome games that are in like the 200s. I'm like, what is wrong with this show?
Everything is in the...
terrible. No, I blame people who just... Everything is like, oh, I like this game, therefore it's in the top 100. It's like, it's not how it's supposed to work. Yeah, but it's all perfect. It's scientifically accurate, so what can we do?
That's exactly how it's supposed to work.
Maybe not... Okay, how about this? Between Super Mario Kart and Little Samson.
Where's that?
Oh, I'd love to beat down Super Mario Kart again. I hate that game. It sucks.
Super Mario Kart is 312.
That's ridiculous. So Super Mario Kart shouldn't be that low, but it is. And I would put this around I'd move it a little bit up. I think it's more like in the...
So at least at 307, we have Robot Alchemaic Drive, which is probably pretty close to this game. Yeah.
I think it's more of a Pokemon Snap type game. I think it's a little bit better than Pokemon Snap, although it's not like as well designed a game. Pokemon Snap is at 270. But I feel I think it's a very similar game in a sense, because it's the kind of thing that who's ever going to make a game like this ever again, right?
Pokemon Snap is also brutally short. It's very short.
It is very short, but it's basically just a good idea that is never, ever, ever going to come back.
Which is weird. So I would totally play a Pokemon Snap.
Yeah,
okay, I think I could be okay putting above Night Warriors, but maybe not Dynamite Cop, because I really like Dynamite Cop.
I do, too. And then, like...
Marvel vs. Where is that girl?
Banjo... Okay, I think that's fair. All right, so I'll agree with that. That's where it's going to go unless Cal can talk us down or up.
What am I doing?
Okay, so to repeat what I literally just said seconds ago.
Yes, please do that.
above Night Warriors, below Dynamite Cop, it would be the new 269.
Okay, so I want to confirm something here. Okay, so you're saying we're doing that, right? And I want to point out, because it's going to happen, would you like to look at who nominated Dynamite Cop for me, please?
Oh, wow! That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I didn't even...
It's the same person.
That is right. At Shoden 2020 on iTunes has nominated Dynamite Cop. So I am totally into putting their other nomination directly.
What is it with
below.
Shoden 2020 in games in the like middle 200s?
We're putting Mr. That, Mosquito
see,
if, right
if there. Nothing else, if nothing else, this proves the efficacy of our science.
Oh, it's so perfect, isn't
right?
it?
Right? So that's where it goes. Below Dynamite Cop, above Night Warriors, Darkstalkers Revenge, Mr. Mosquito, check it out. It's cool. It's fun. And
it's a game for perverts.
It is. I guess that's what we're admitting here. I thought it was really fun.
It has to be. And that's what's also fascinating about it. It's like, What if I was a mosquito and everything was, like, huge and stuff? Like, that's
but it, again, it could be a whole hell of a lot worse. We do got to point that out.
It's not like you're, like, it is a proper
you
game.
You get bonus points for, like, crawling down your tank top. And it's like, no, it doesn't do that. It's just, like...
Yeah, it doesn't have that Dead Rising erotic bonus.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a game where you can, like, you know, spin the camera around and, you know... anyway.
Actually, the camera breaks really easy, by the way. This camera's a bit stupid.
It's not very good. This game sucks. No, okay, that's where it goes. Mr. Mosquito, check it out. We won't tell the police. Thanks, everybody.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our theme song MC Norm. Check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HD Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.